ever since we met. You stay on my mind, girl. Oh, I keep thinking about your beautiful, sexy smile and your eyes. The way you stare at me makes me wonder.
Valentine's Day of this year, and yeah. we were about to some big things. And then the COVID pandemic hit and shut everything down. So we've been hibernating since then, you know?
Yeah. So what you been doing since the last time you were on my show?
Working. Doing well, actually, I was in hibernation for 3 months. Couldn't do really much of anything. And it's sad to say I lost a couple of PR people.
Wow.
Who were on our team that were going to help promote some of my music, and we lost them to the COVID. Yeah, that's horrible. Mm. It's been kind of depressing, but we're still keeping it on. We're still moving forward. And me and the team, my producer and my video photographer, man, we're still trying to make it happen, you know?
Right. Well, you did a very good job because I seen the YouTube video of the new single, Knucklehead. I like the video. So what inspired you to do that song, Knucklehead? I got to hear the story on this one.
Well, I wrote the song a while back. It's actually something that happened between my son's mother and I. This was maybe 12, 13 years ago. I've been sober 12 years and 7 months. And,
wow.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
And he didn't like me drinking alcohol. And I sobered up just so her and I could date each other. And I was doing really good. And then something happened. I kind of lost my grip and I started drinking again. And the song tells everything from there.
Okay.
And it happened kind of like just like that. And when she did her thing, I was like, boom, 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 boom. The song just came on in my head. I started singing. I said, she's leaving me. And she tagged the
club.
And I was like, wow, this is a really good song. Maybe she hear it, but, you know, it took a while for me to get everything going up and running again. But I'm finally here, and I'm doing great. I'm feeling great. We got a lot of great music for y'all. This is the R&B blues kind of jazz album. And the next album we put out is either going to be like there's a couple of country-sounding songs on this album also that we haven't actually put out yet, but they're coming. And the next album, we're not sure if it's going to be a reggae or a funk grunge rock and roll album, because I do all sorts of music. I'm originally from New Orleans. I'm American mutt.
Okay. You have a number one fan here calling in on the show, Sporty T. He's a comedian from Kentucky. Sporty T, what you have to say?
Well, you know, when I looked at the video and I liked it. I mean, I liked the video. I liked the music. I like everything about the song, because I can kind of relate to what he was talking about drinking, about, you know, that, you know, because I've been clean for a long time myself.
Congratulations.
It's nice to meet you,
Sporty.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I really like your song, and I like you just from me looking at the video. And I can see you got a good spirit about yourself. I can tell in your song you got a good spirit, you know. And I would love to bring you. I didn't know you was in Vegas, but this, you know, I got people live out in Vegas. I've never been there, but I do bring shows up, and I would love to bring you up. You know, we have to talk numbers or whatever. I really love you. I just love what I heard, just the song that I heard. I love it. So I'm pretty sure the rest of your music is just as awesome as that one song I saw on the on my video, you know, on the phone.
Well, thank you very much, man. I really appreciate that.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I love it. Thank you, Sporty T. So while we're going to stop talking, I'm going to spin Knucklehead, and we'll be right back. Y'all stay in your seats. Here's Knucklehead.
Okay. Aiden, Darren,
yeah,
whatever
here.
You call yourself today, I don't care. It's Nasty in here. I gotta go.
Do you see this? This is Nasty. And you think I'm gonna stay here or not? Cannot do this. I gotta go.
Really? You leaving?
Gotta go.
Wait, it's really not that dirty. Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn. I got my new cowboy boots and I got Netflix. I'm good. Don't.
Say something?
Nope. Bye, Jasmine.
Look in the mirror. You'll be straight.
Hello. Any blues lovers out there in the world today? I got a story to tell. It's about a boy and a girl, a man and a woman. Everybody's got a story, but this one here, this beer. Let me tell you. She says she's leaving me as she packs her clothes. I said farewell, darling, but she claims it's time, it's a joke. Now she's been no longer exaggerating from the start. Oh, she claims it's time, she's gonna break my heart. And that's when I realized I'm a
knucklehead.
I'm a knucklehead. I should have straightened up a little more than I'd had. I'd have you. That's when I realized I'm just a knucklehead. Farewell, darling. I should have straightened up a little more than I'd had. Girl, now that you're gone, I'm not so all alone. As a matter of fact, feeling right at home. Now then again, maybe we can still be friends. Well, I'll invite you. That's when I realized I'm a knucklehead. I should have straightened up a little more than I'd had. I'd have you. Girl, that's when I realized I'm just a knucklehead. I could have straightened.
Knucklehead.
Yes.
All right. All right.
That's a bomb diggity right there, Aiden. I'm so proud of you, man.
Yeah. Oh, Aiden, go ahead and tell our listeners out there where that single can be purchased at on any of the online outlets, music outlets, and your website information and social media information. Go right ahead.
Yeah, you can look me up at my website. It's aidenaid.com, AIDENAIDE.com. You can purchase it directly from me on the website. It also gives you information on my history, my bio, and all kind of stuff. And you can actually purchase it on the video channels, on like Apple Music and Spotify and those music video venues is also available. As a matter of fact, I want to give a big shout out to my production team. This Big Al right here, Al G, is in the house. We setting up now to do a photo shoot for my up-and-coming song called Personal. I love these guys, man. Him and his brother, they are just like the greatest. You see it on the video, Al G.
Yeah.
He's the best.
All right.
And his brother, RJ, he actually is my producer. And suppose he puts the music, helps me put the music together. This guy is incredible. I come over, I hum him. I actually hum the parts to this guy. That's how great this guy is. I hum the parts, the music from my mouth.
Okay.
And he puts it into the ears. It's incredible. I mean, I stroke of luck. Yeah.
I need to know how many Facebook pages you have on Facebook.
I actually have two Facebook pages.
Huh?
I have one under my own name, which is Darren Chandler. My real name is Darren Errol Chandler. I'm from New Orleans. And the other one is Angel Reed, because Facebook wouldn't let me put my actual name on the page. So if you see somebody that looks like me and it says Angel Reed, you'll see in parentheses Darren Chandler.
Okay.
Is my real name. So, yeah, you can find me on that. And on Instagram, it's under Darren C. C as the initial for my last name, Chandler. Darren C. And then it says Aiden Ade.
Right.
And it also has other information about my my social media and everything like that, too.
Great. Well, thank you for that information. Now, you mentioned about some upcoming events. Online events. Can you give us some more details?
Actually, online, we are promoting right now. I have a PR team. Big shout out to them, Tasha Poino and Michelle, DJ Tasha Poino. We're going to be doing a whole lot of stuff coming out in the new year, because we're kind of waiting for everything to reopen up, but we have some stuff lined up, as a matter of fact. I'm going to be singing tonight. I sing at this place all the time in Las Vegas. It's on Desert Inn. It's called they're going to be so mad at me because I'm butchering the name. It's called I never can pronounce his name correctly, but hold up. I'm look it up right now. It's a Spanish name. My grandfather's Spanish. I should be good with this type of stuff. But anyway, let me see. Where is it? If Latasha's listening to this, she's going to be like, really, Darren? Really? She's going to go to bed. I can't do this no more. Here it is. It's called Chanclus Cantina, 3246 East Desert Inn Road. They have karaoke night, and tonight is actually $5 Patron shots and $2 tacos and tostados.
Wish I could tostada. Be there.
Yeah.
Wow, wish I could
be
there. How's the weather down there, by the way?
It's kind of muggy right now. It's like it rained earlier for a little while.
Wow. Well, it's cold down here in Indiana and Kentucky. Ain't that right, Sporty T?
Yeah, it is pretty cold down here, nipping at my heels.
So
I like to come out of Vegas myself.
Yes, ma'am.
Aiden, can you mention your future music projects, please?
Yeah. So right now we're doing our blues version of Aiden Ade. There also is a reggae side of me. There's a grunge rock and roll side of me, and there's a classical music side of me. So this album is my southern, how can I say, southern hospitality. Some Dixieland songs are going to be on there. Even got a couple of country songs that are going to be on the album, along with the rhythm and blues sound.
So when is this album going to be released, and what's the name of the album?
The name of the album. Actually, I don't think we even went that far yet.
Okay.
But I'm thinking it's going to be called Aiden Ade, The Ladies'
okay.
Man.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Or either personal or ladies' man.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that information. Thank you. So at this time, you have any more shout-outs you want to give to all the persons that have supported you in your music career, or rather in the making of all your singles?
Yeah, I want to give a big shout-out to RJ2, Al Algiers, my son, Lil Motown, my daughter, who is absolutely an incredible singer. She plays bass.
Wow.
My daughter is like one of the greatest entertaining singers of all time. MCDC for life. Her name's Mandy, Mandolin Chandler. Big shout out to her. And Lil Motown, my son, Morpheus Chandler, and everybody who's helped me get through everything that I've gone through enough to where I am now. Thank
right.
y'all. I love y'all.
All right, then. So let's give them an applause and that they support, continue to support them. And 42, do you have an announcement you want to mention about your upcoming event, your comedy show down there in Kentucky?
Yeah. Well, my comedy show is called Dirty Mouth Comedy. I have like seven comedians, and I have three musical guests that would be on there. I have one rapper, and I have two R&B singers, a female and a male. That's an R&B singer. Then I have the one rapper, and I have the other seven comedians. And the show is here in Louisville, Kentucky. It's at a club down here called the Cavalier Inn, which is located down here at 2331 West Main Street, Louisville, Kentucky. And the show will be starting. The doors open up at 8:30, and the show will start at 9.
And the show will be in January?
January the 16th, 2021.
That's all I need to know.
Y'all call in and give some votes and ask Sporty T to have Aiden Ade on that show.
All right.
Aiden, I can give you my info. My Facebook page is William Hunt Senior, which is my government name. I'm like using it. Instagram.
That's on Facebook or Instagram?
Yeah. Well, on Facebook is William Hunt Senior. And then
on spell it for me one time, William what?
William Hunt Senior.
William Snyder Senior?
No.
William Hunt.
Hunt
Senior.
Okay.
Yeah.
William.
And then on my Instagram is Comedians47. That's my Instagram page.
Instagram is 47.
No, Comedians47.
Sporty and the number 7.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Comedians47.
Comedians47 on
IG. Yep, and then you can get me on my Twitter. I got a Twitter account too. I'm all over the place.
Well,
okay,
all right. We're going to continue with this show because the countdown is still going.
All right.
Aiden, Any words of encouragement you want to give during these times, dark times we're dealing with? Any words of encouragement?
Just please stay safe. Wear a mask. Take vitamins. Because that definitely helps to boost your immune system. And just try to follow the rules and regulations, you know. It's been keeping me safe. I haven't gotten sick, and I'm not trying to get sick.
Right. Any other information you want to give at this time, Aiden?
Love and let love.
All right. Y'all heard it. My guest this evening, Darren Chandler, a.k.a. Aiden Ade. I will go ahead and spin knucklehead again. And I want to thank you for coming back on my platform. You're always welcome to come back. And bless you and your music. Keep doing your music thing. And keep me updated on any new music projects. You're always welcome to come back. Sporty
Thank you, Lady Diva. I'm very
And we
happy
will try to get you to come and perform down here in Old Kentucky.
I would love that.
Yeah,
I'm sure they'd
love
to meet him that day.
I got to talk numbers with him.
All right. So here is Knucklehead. Go out and purchase this single, y'all. I love it. And I want to say this is Lady Diva signing out for Let's Jazz It Up. Good night, everyone.
All right, good night,
thank
y'all.
You.
Thank you. Love you, Lady Diva.
Darren.
Love you, too.
Whatever you call
right.
yourself today. I don't care. It's nasty in here. I got to go.
All right.
This is nasty. And you think I'm going to stay
all
here
right.
or not? Cannot do this. Right. I got to go.
All
really?
Right.
You leaving?
Got to go.
Wait, it's really not that dirty.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn. I got my new cowboy boots and I got Netflix. I'm good. Oh.
Nope.
Shut up.
Bye, Jasmine.
Look in the mirror. Maybe strike.
Hello. Any blues lovers out there in the world today? I got a story to tell. It's about a boy and a girl, a man and a woman. Everybody's got a story. But this one here, this beer? Let me tell you. She says she's leaving me as she packs her clothes. I said farewell, darling. She claims it's time, it's a joke. Now she's been no longer exaggerating from the start. Oh, she claims it's time, she's gonna break my heart. And that's when I realized I'm a
knucklehead.
I'm a knucklehead. Should have straightened up a little more than I'd have you. That's when I realized I'm just a knucklehead. Farewell, darling. I should have straightened up a little more than I'd have you. Girl, now that you're gone, I'm not so all. When I realize I'm a knucklehead, I should have straightened up a little more than I had.
baby.